I heard Sasha give a whole talk in perfect Hindi in Delhi a few days ago. And I knew that Sasha translated from Hindi into Russian directly, but I didn't know that you could speak Hindi so well. Congratulations.
Thank you, Didi. That was a very short talk.
It was short, but it was very sweet and powerful.
And thank you so much, Didi. And I really don't like this part of mine in this drama to stop this wonderful flow of wisdom and love and experience. And sometimes they say that you have to throw a stone in the water to cause the ripples. But here I don't feel the need even to throw any stones. But just according to the drama, this part was given to me. And I hope that the second part of the session will be a useful continuation for what we have already heard. And I have already taken these 3 points deep to my heart: soul consciousness, putting a full stop on the past, and just being in Baba's arms, in Baba's lap. So, and Didi knows something very practical about being a bestower, and it's a practical example with one of the brothers whom I know, and he is a very good server. He has very bright ideas and he does lots of good things. But what is his specialty is that he never takes tollies when he comes to the center, and he avoids taking gifts. He says, if I take something from the yajna, which is so invaluable, then I have to give much more than I can. So it's better if I remain a bestower. If I take tollies or gifts, that will make, I will no longer be a bestower. So Didi, what would you recommend to such a selfless server?
I know that when people would say to Sakar Baba, Baba, I don't need anything, you've given me enough. Mm. Baba would say, but take even a little gift from Madhuban, this word souvenir, to be able to come back, to be able to remember. And so that souvenir from Madhuban will awaken memories of Madhuban. As you see it, every time you see it, maybe it's a shawl, every time you wear it, whatever it is, it'll remind you of Madhuban and bring you closer to Baba. And so Baba would very much want the individual to take something, even something little. Mm. And then tollies, well,
because you eat them, you can't keep them.
So tollies, somehow early on, I couldn't take so many tollies, and there were always plenty tollies around. So I used to say to Daddy, whichever Daddy, can I just take Drishti? And so they'd smile and they'd give me Drishti. And so if you're avoiding tolli for whatever reason it may be, whether it's health, whether it's because you don't want to take from the yajna, whatever it may be, that you can just say, I'll take the blessing and take your drishti.
Mm. Yeah, great. So I will try that. We are having this topic of being a bestower, so, and especially in today's morning morally, it was also, or just a couple of few days ago, it was a very powerful wave of how we should do Baba's seva nirantar, constantly. Maybe just 5-6 days ago, Baba was saying that you should do seva in your every thought, every second, even when you are sleeping. People, on seeing you, should feel that this is something special, this is an angel. So I feel that sometimes this idea of being a server, a bestower, 24/7, may be a little bit scary. Like, if I'm a bestower, like Baba says, 8 hours a day, that's perfectly okay. 16 hours a day, okay. But if I'm a server 24/7, it means that I do not have my personal space. I do not have any private time. And that may be an obstacle sometimes for deciding that, yeah, I should be a permanent bestower.
I'll give you a practical example. And there was a time when Daddy was quite unwell and she wasn't able to come down to class. She'd come for Amrit Vela in Baba Bhavan in London, and on that same floor, her bedroom, and then a few steps away was Baba's room and a sitting room. And so she would come for Amrit Vela. Then after Amrit Vela, then word got around and more started to come. But even the handful who were there first, they would then turn around to take drishti from Daddy, because she'd be sitting in the corner. And after drishti, she would speak for about 10 minutes. But it'd be so beautiful, so powerful, so uplifting, that many, many more were coming. And then through the day, she needed to rest. There was a medical reason that the doctors in London couldn't diagnose. But then when she came to India, on Dadiji's insistence, Dadi really said to her, you have to travel, you have to come. So she came. And the doctor diagnosed it and put it right. So it was very simple. But at that time, she couldn't come down the stairs at all. And we'd see her face when she was lying down, and she'd be smiling. And afterwards, I'd ask Daddy, Daddy, what was happening? And she'd say, Baba had taken me on service. I don't know where Baba took me, but it was somewhere, and Baba was asking me to give them drishti and give them toli. And so it was deep in her consciousness to be able to serve. And you know, Baba gives that example of the tailor. The tailor would be cutting material through the day, and then at night, the family was shocked when he started pulling off the bed sheets and cutting them, because this is what he had done through the day. So he was continuing to do that through the night. And many of you would have had, not cutting bed sheets, but a similar experience. If there's something that you've been doing repeatedly through the day, it's in your dreams. You're doing the same thing in your dreams. Who's had that experience? Only a few. But I'm sure many, many of you would have had, but you've forgotten. But certainly it happens. So if through the day I'm giving, it's totally natural that through my time of sleep I continue to do that. It's a reality that happens. And so, yes, Daddy used to first have dreams of service, and there's a few examples that I have. We won't go into the stories now, but she would dream of something, and a little while later, maybe even a year later, it would materialize. And I'd remember that Daddy shared this dream with us when it's actually now happening in practice. And then it switched to the stage where she was doing service in her dreams. Not just having dreams of service, but she was actually serving in her dreams. And Hansa shares the story of how sometimes she'd go to wake up Daddy. Daddy, there's people waiting, you have to come and meet them. And Daddy would say, I was giving toli. I have to finish my job, I'll come in 5 minutes. And then she'd go, close her eyes, and again she'd be doing this. She was giving toli. So that's why it is possible. I've seen it happen as a reality. But the other thing you mentioned is very, very important. The Dadis were able to use their own reserve of the accumulation of yoga that they had and the accumulation of the stock of jnana that they had, that they were able to give all the time. I never heard any of Dadi say, I need time for myself, or I need space for myself. Those who've been with the Dadis, did you ever hear any of the Dadis ever say this? It was a reality of their life, because through the early meditation, they were filling their stock. Through the sharing of Murali and Gyan through the day, they were again refilling themselves. And Dadi Janki's expression used to be, I'm a miser. And Dadi was the most generous person you could ever meet. She would give away her own share of her lunch to somebody else, and they wouldn't even know that it was her share. And she would say, it's okay, if I don't have one meal, it's not going to make any difference. So that was Dadi. But now she's saying, I'm a miser. And she'd say, I don't give anyone my energy. I just keep a connection with Baba, bring Baba in front of me, and I let Baba give them energy and love and power and whatever it is the soul needs. I don't give anything of myself, because if I gave, I would get depleted. And so I've learned to keep Baba there so that Baba can give them, but also not just that I don't want to get depleted, but their connection should then be with Baba and not just with me. And so, yes, you know, when it was COVID, we heard about compassion. And then after a couple of years, we heard about compassion deficit, that people no more had compassion. Whatever they had, they'd given, and now they were empty. And so you never saw any of the Dadis get empty, because they knew how to bring Baba in the picture and let Baba give. And of course then they earn double, because then Baba's giving them extra love, but the individual they've served is also giving them good wishes. It's a double commission.
Well, that reminded me of our experience of meetings with Dadi Janki in Shantivan, especially the last years. Night time, around 9 o'clock, and we were just sitting, and Dadi was serving the whole day from Amrit Vela, and then she is sitting late at night, sharing her stories, giving drishti to all of us. And when the sisters try to sort of show us that you have to leave already, it's already time. Just once, it touched me very much. Dadi said they need me. They need me, though. That's why I'm here. Maybe in this body, I don't know. That's why I'm here. They need me. If they don't need me anymore, perhaps I will go. So
that's true.
That it was giving all the time. Yeah,
absolutely.
That was non-stop. Sometimes, Didi, it's like I'm a bestower. I know that I have a very nice skill, a talent. I can sing well. I'm a great communicator. I know my speciality. And I know that using this speciality is for me the way to be a bestower. But somehow, this speciality is not used. I can sing well, but my service is to bring mic on the stage to those who are singing. And I'm not talking about Suresh Bhai. or I'm a brilliant communicator, but I'm put in the office where I'm just all alone with papers and emails and all that. So does it mean that my potential is not being used? I want to be a bestower, but I'm somehow limited to some other tasks that can be done well by, well, anyone else.
When I was leaving Pune to come to Madhuban to surrender to Baba, Dadi gave me 3 mantras, and one of the mantras was, whatever service is given to you, never think it's going to be too much for me, because if you say that, the door will shut. But if you say yes, the door will keep open, and you'll be able to learn and move forward. But if you think that the service is too low for you, again, if you say no, again the door of fortune shuts, because then people will hesitate to offer you anything. And if you say yes, then one thing will lead to another and another, and you move forward. So this is a good mantra to remember, and it's been very practical. But I also want to share the story of another person. This person came to Dadi, this is early days, early 80s, and there were very few Brahmins in that country. And this person said to Dadi, "Dadi, I have a PhD and I have all this education and I could do a lot of service, but I'm not being given a chance." And Dadi said, "When you let go of that thought that I am the one who's educated, let go of that completely. Be a clean, clear instrument. Then Baba will use those qualities. While you think I can do this, the doors are going to open." And it was a very powerful lesson. I was translating for Dadi, but I mean, everyone who's ever been a translator knows how much we've learned through translation. But that scene is something I often remember, that it's my ego that's saying, "I, this, and this." But can I accept whatever service it is that comes to me? And if I accept that, I'll be able to interact with others, I'll learn from them, and I'll create relationships with them, and there'll be more doors opening for me. But if I'm waiting for something else, well, maybe that opportunity is never going to happen. But this I that comes in, "I can do this," that's the block.
You touched it already in the first half of the session, but maybe we can talk more about that. It's about our bodies getting older or more fragile with time. And this is the difference between the Lokic world and the Brahmin world. Normally, out there, people reaching certain age, they retire. They can enjoy with their grandchildren. They do traveling, touring, or just... But somehow, in the Brahmin family, and Baba says that this confluence age is the most special age, and we enjoy every moment of it. The older you become, the more responsibility is there, and the body is not able sometimes to cope with that. But you know that further ahead it's going to be more and more. So how this balance is to be kept, to stay the bestower?
Can I know myself as a soul, but can I also know about my body, so that I'm able to do things within the limits that the body imposes? So the physical things I used to do 20 years ago, I can't do those anymore, but can I do other things instead? And yes, there'll be younger ones who'll come and they'll do the things I used to do, but now can I sustain them and keep them enthusiastic and ready and prepare them so that they can do more? So I think that if you grow old physically, gracefully in that way, then you manage. But again, can you imagine in the Lokic world, a person 92 years old taking on a new job that was full-time? Dadi Janki was asked to do that. She'd been the first, just there were no titles at all. But then later on, towards the end of that period, she was being called the Director of Foreign Services. And so from being the Director of Foreign Services to being the Chief of the Brahma Kumaris worldwide was a big step. And so 92 years old, she settled back in India and took on a new job. And when we'd say to her, Daddy, you know, what if somebody wants to retire? She'd say, well, why are they tired? They shouldn't be tired. If they weren't tired, then they wouldn't retire. And I'm not retired. I'm not tired. And it's true that she had the same enthusiasm for doing whatever she was doing. We saw the changes in Daddy in a very gradual, dramatic way. It was dramatic in the sense that it was a different Daddy. So where she used to give class, imagine she would hear the Murali and immediately it was being processed. And immediately after Murali, she would give class. Not just 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Who remembers that she gave class for 45 minutes? Every single day, wherever it was she was in the world. And every single day it was new things that were coming out. Amazing, really amazing. And later, gradually, the length of her classes reduced. And at the end, she was just giving class for 5 minutes. And then she'd say, okay, can someone sing a song? Or she'd tell the sound people, can you put on some dance music? We should dance. Mm-hmm. Her role changed completely. She was in a wheelchair by then, but you could see her dancing. And so she knew what her limits were. And she adjusted to that in a very gradual, natural way. But those who were seeing her after maybe a year or 2 years, they'd say, that is so different. But yes, she understood what you need to do. And so yes, if my body needs something extra, let me give it that. If my body needs something less, let me do that. So to make sure that Baba's mantra to Daddy was, remember, you're not just the driver of your vehicle, you're also the mechanic. And so if you remember that you're the mechanic, and if you take care of your own vehicle, then you won't need to go to the hospital and say, put me right. But when it was time to go to the hospital, okay, she did that gracefully too.
Thank you, Nidhi. That's beautiful. I'm aware that Jayanti Didi has to leave by 7. So, but maybe we have time for just another question. It's being in unlimited bestower these days, especially, is possible using the means of technology. We are getting more and more unlimited, and people can see us, they can watch, they can listen worldwide. And so can we measure the level of my development as a unlimited bestower with the number of views, likes?
I don't think so. Why? Because Mansa Seva is unlimited. And Mansa Seva, I don't see the results. And I don't need to know the results, like the story of Daddy in the 80s when she was unwell. I don't know where I went. I don't know who was served. But I know that Baba served through me. That's it. Just that contentment. And sometimes we get people come back and tell us that he came to me in my dreams, that he came to me as an angel. So we would hear feedback in that way. But she wasn't interested. Baba did service and I'm content. And so certainly the number of views. How many souls do I reach through Mansa Seva? I don't know. It's not the number of views. And if it's just service through words, yes, that can be counted. But if you've left an imprint in someone's heart and they've come closer to Baba through what you've done, it might be 10 years before they tell you that, yes, you said this and this is what helped me at that time. So not to look for external results in that way. But let me just take and be able to give. But the most important thing, if I'm content myself, then that contentment allows Baba to work through me. If I'm discontent, then it's going to be difficult with relationships, it's going to be a vibration that's creating discontent in others, and I can't serve. But if I keep myself content, if I have this, it's okay. If I don't have this, it's also okay. No problem. To be light and easy, both in terms of physical situations, but also in terms of relationships. I smiled at them and they didn't smile back. It's okay. Why should I stop smiling? I don't have to be dependent on their smile. Let me keep smiling anyway.
Om Shanti, and thank you, Didi, so, so much for this wonderful sharing. I think everyone agrees that it was wonderful. And we could have continued on and on.
And Sasha's second language is English, so thank you. But also, yes, the questions you asked, I think, maybe were in many people's hearts and minds. So thank you.